Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to RightWingMedia.net Radio. I'm your host, Scott Hum, and welcome everyone listening around the world on Blog Talk Radio, Acast, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Player FM. You know, last night, Romeo Hill and his fiance, I guess you'd call it, Mindy, and I were listening to the State of the Union address. And, of course, you can hear our joking around and so on at rightwingmedia.net. It's called State of the Union with Live Sarcastic Witty and Riot Comedic Analysis. And, again, congratulations to Mindy and Romeo because he proposed on air last night. As for Biden, congratulations are definitely not in order because the man... simply cannot talk. And besides not being able to talk, he was taking credit for things that happened under the Trump administration and also at the behest of other countries around the world. More about that. Obviously, we're talking about the war, unprovoked, tragic war going on in the Ukraine and by Russia being the invader. And, you know, I'm sputtering around because I honestly don't know what to make of this. I mean, you have analysts are suggesting that Putin may go nuclear, and it's just a lot of insanity that he's going around. And we have the idea from was it Steve? Not a novel, Tim Pool, I think it was one of the two, about a drinking game. And by the time, I just had this big 24-ounce can, like I'm having now. And by the time the speech was gone, by taking sips, anytime the president made an inarticulate comment, repeated necessarily for emphasis, dragged things out, made a mistake, which of course Raggedy Ann, I mean, that's what Romeo calls her, what Jen Psaki would have to bail him out of today. The can was nearly gone by the end of the hour and 20-some minutes show. By the way, you're in the steady hum of the computer in the background. It's exhausted. Because there's just so much going on, and we'll tell you some stuff going on. By the way, what you had just heard as we began the show was the Ukrainian national anthem, which was really kind of neat. We're going to be having some other types of music going on and other themes and musics coming forth. And coming around, but it was just distracting to hear the insanity of how bad everything sounded. You know, while we're at it, let's do something kind of fun. We've got some other pieces of music I just want you to hear. We're going to hear one of them tonight. We're going to premiere it. It's called Abstract Glitch, and we'll be using these occasionally as the introduction to the show, and let's hear Abstract Glitch. That was kind of nice. It kind of helps center everything. By the way, because of the stuff going on in the Russia-Ukraine war, be extra careful on the internet, because the Democrats are obviously not expected to be able to handle their potential involvement with the country that part of the world very easily. And because of that, we have to acknowledge that American intervention on either side could result in America and other countries becoming negatively impacted by a projected cyber war expected to take place between the two countries. So we all need to make sure our internet-connected devices are safe. Here's a few worthwhile ideas. Make sure your computer, phones, tablets, and other devices are updated from the manufacturers and your internet provider. Also, make sure your antivirus programs and applications are up to date. Don't click any or download, especially any links that might be emailed to you, especially if the link comes from someone unexpectedly or someone you don't know. Of course, we all have to remember that other people's devices could become compromised if they don't follow this advice, and sometimes they can send stuff to you. Not good. So, time being, also, I would probably recommend don't visit any Russian or Ukrainian website, even if you can get to some of the news websites and news entities in that part of the world, because supposedly they're being shut down by the Russian government. Anyway, with that said, we'll also go to an article from the Associated Press. That is very important. By the way, those of you listening in Russia, do skodanya, which I think means good luck or something like that. I don't know. I think it's a drinking greeting, which is perfect. Also, if you want to call in, feel free. The number, as always, is 516-666-9806. Gee whiz. That's a frightening melange of symbolic numbers there. A bit of a scare today. It was a little bit of congestion and feeling like it was in my chest. So I took one of the COVID tests and came fortunately negative. Now, interesting, President, speaking of that, Biden announced last night that there will be a second round of free COVID tests soon accessible to all Americans. And I don't understand, because the article that I'm looking at from today, the Today Show on YouTube, was saying, quote, while COVID-19 cases are declining and many states are relaxing mandates, here's the other shoe dropping. Experts have warned that if COVID-19 is allowed to spread, the virus may continue to mutate with new, potentially deadly variants. And you can get the COVID test at covidtest.gov, and you can also go special.ups.com/test kits. As of next week, you can order individual rapid antigen COVID-19 test to the U.S. Postal Service website. And this is for two orders per residential address, and that's now a total of 8 free tests per household. So even if you've ordered, President Biden says, free tests tonight, I'm announcing that you can order more from covidtest.gov starting next week, which we may have to. And it takes about 7 to 10 days to ship. And also, here's, again, some criticism, and we were funny last night. We were really amusing, sarcastic, witty, and wry in discussing the, well, it was going on live, the State of the Union. But it's amazing because Putin has a lot of things going against him from the United States. In fact, most of them are not. According to an Associated Press story, Ukraine is pleading for weapons from the U.S. Canada is providing Ukraine with weapons. The National Hockey League is suspending all athletic business dealings with Russia. Russian teams have been suspended from international soccer after the invasion of Ukraine. The International Olympic Committee is taking a similar stance. Facebook and Instagram are restricting news from Russian news agencies RT and Sputnik. The Ukrainian Orthodox bishops are urging Russia's leadership to stop the war. The United States, oh wow, this is a brave action, is expelling 12 Russian diplomats. It's more procedural than anything. The European Space Agency says the planned joint mission with Russia to Mars this year is now very unlikely, you think? And Switzerland will adopt European Union sanctions, including asset freezes targeting Russians. It's not really what's going on at the behest of the United States. It's what the world is doing, and companies and organizations and so on. And no matter how President Biden tried to spin it, mangling his words, stepping on them as well. In fact, Fox News had a story about Kamala Harris mouthing words as Biden mixes up Ukrainians and Iranians. I always mix those two up. You know, you can't claim you're doing all this when you're not. And, well, unless your name is Joseph Biden. Some other things going on, protests according to Yahoo News around the world against the war. T. McFarland says this is on YouTube, and you can see all this at rightwingmedia.net. She says the Russian military is failing miserably. Part of that is because Russian soldiers are surrendering and also doing some, oh, what would you call it? Non-constructive actions, allegedly, I was reading and I forget who or what agency, news entity said, piercing gas. We decided to get to the that there's a rightwingmedia.net meme attack up there. Don't tread on me, 2022. And FU former comrade says a snake with a Russian flag off to the side. They, big cruiser, battle cruiser. Interesting, because the snake was an island that had the, this is kind of crazy, but amusing in a tragic comedy way, but the Snake Island, Ukrainian rebels, if you want to call them that, freedom fighters, if you want to call them that, basically said to a you were coming in to attack. Very brave, but admittedly kind of insane. What's almost insane, according to Fox News, Jill Biden introduced Kamala Harris recently as the president and says she was joking. I think that might have been wishful thinking, perhaps. Here's a big one, according to the Hill and a recent poll, say that one five times fast. A vast majority in a new poll are dissatisfied with the direction of the nation, you think? In fact, some people, we were mentioning this last night, are feeling as though America is going back to the 70s and the 80s and some of the Cold War type of situations, Cold War, post-Cold War, etc. And if that's the case, that's kind of sad. We need to find out why this is going on. In fact, why is Russia in Ukraine? And this is nuts. This is according to the BBC. In a pre-dot TV address on 24 February, President Putin declared Russia could not feel safe, and they're quoting, safe, develop, and exist because of what he claimed was a constant threat from modern Ukraine. Immediately, airports and military headquarters were attacked, and tanks and troops rolled in from Russia. The Russian annexed Crimea and its ally Belarus. Now war planes are bombing major cities. And they're, according to the BBC, Russia refuses to use the terms war or even invasion. And many, and they're saying that many of its leaders' justifications for it were false or irrational. In fact, some people have said that Putin is irrational. If you want to go beyond the news, Paul Kirby was the writer, BBC writer Paul Kirby. Let's look him up. And here we go. According to muckrack.com, he's been following this, including so a couple stories he just put in here, the Ukraine conflict. Who's in Putin's inner circle and running the war? Kind of the same question we're asking Joe Biden. Who's running the country is the question. 11 minutes ago, Paul kicked out another story, Ukraine conflict. Who's in Putin's inner circle and running the war? So it must have been an update on that. And 15 days ago, Paul with Russell Houghton, H-O-T-T-E-N, and Jenny Hill and Kayleen Devlin put in a story about Ukraine escalation. So they've been following this, and Paul Kirby knows what he is talking about. We do too. C-SPAN is one of our relatively non-biased, what can you call it, news entities out there, news and culture and whatnot. And they had a, it was really kind of difficult to see it, but you can see it at rightwingmedia.net. And here, a Ukrainian ambassador reads a text message that has been intercepted between a Russian soldier and his mother moments before he was killed. Mama, I'm in Ukraine. There is a real war raging here. I'm afraid. We're bombing all the cities, even targeting civilians. Now, little bit of a problem with that is, as a lot of respondents have mentioned, in looking at that article, usually phones are taken away when you go into battle, and because they can be hacked. With that said, also because the writing is so succinct and on point, we would wonder if this was not propaganda. Another one you have to wonder about is Dr. Oz, Dr. Mehmet Oz. Ugh. He did a post where he says in video, it's time Fauci faces the fact that he got COVID wrong. So doctor to doctor, let's debate. The doctors in are you. And a lot of people have been writing back saying that it's just Dr. Oz trying to get the political position he's trying to obtain, which we're not going to delve into, which is possible. It is definitely possible. We're going to take a quick break, and let's hear one of the other quickies. This one, Future Hip Hop Beat, right here at rightwingmedia.net radio. That was a quick break. Anyway, and I like that. We probably use that as transitions. CNN is also having its share of trouble. According to Deadline, Chris Licht, L-I-C-H-T, in a memo to CNN employees is saying, together we will double down on what's working well and quickly eliminate what's not. This basically makes Chris sound like a bean counter rather than an executive producer of a major news network. And last heard, bean counters do not work very well in producing or administrating media. And as Lily Tomlin used to say when she played the character Edith Ann, and that's the truth. And I would definitely agree, it probably is the truth. In fact, this is not they're trying to, I think it's basically they're going to repackage some of their programming for CNN Plus and put it on a charge basis. And the idea with that is, whether you know about this or not, it also increases the, what you call it, the desirability of the network for those watching it on cable and or satellite and internet. Wish we were back with the Biden drinking game. Anyway, looking at a lot of the things going on, it's kind of ridiculous. It's kind of disgusting. And, you know, frankly, I've got to be honest. I would much rather talk about any other news than a war. Because in a war, people die. In a war, people are hurt. In a war, people lose property. In a war, people lose possessions. In a war, people lose their humanity. And for what reason? No one has been able to say what specific reason at all is there for Russia invading Ukraine. And I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. So with that said, and I know this is a shorter show than you might have anticipated, but hey, at least it's not COVID, it's just whatever. I'm feeling a little yucky. And of course, after watching the State of the Union, I was feeling really, really kind of yucky, even more so. So until then, I will see you later.